It's unbelievable. I suppose about 5 minutes to go there. Oh my God, I said, there's our goal here. Look, every game we played against top teams this year was pure battles. And yeah, we battled against the Hounslow and Kimmel, we battled against Sears, and we battled against the greatest club in Cork today. We're doing stuff fighting for us, as I've said, all year long. And we proved it there and then. We got one dirty break and the ball's inside the back and the game over.
Yeah, it was very important, obviously, that when they kept coming back at you in the second half, you always kept ahead and you kind of got a free or a point, you know, just to keep the noses in front. That maybe if they got level like that against the Pearsig, they might have kept going with the momentum.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, I mean, you know, I suppose our top players, you know, compared to the last day, like, you know, the display of John Cronin gave a wing back today, you know, for instance, and again, John Miller, like, my God, what a player, what a Niall O'Leary centre back was outstanding. Our full back line was safe enough today, to be fair, you know.
Yeah.
We shipped a lot of goals earlier and I asked the question during the week, what happens if we don't shift any? And the answer is we were county champions. And, you know, as a manager, the last man was Sean O'Leary, and there's no other, there's only the two of us. So it's very, very pleasing from my point of view, personally.
And you mentioned there the clean sheet, like 3-0 in terms of goals. Like, and that was ultimately the difference?
Correct, and goals win games. You know, like we shipped a lot of them earlier. We got 3 today, we got 4 last week. So, you know, we kind of narrowed the gap there, I suppose, between the concession and the getting the goals. You know, so from my point of view as a manager, I'm overall absolutely thrilled. It doesn't matter how we get there, but I mean, it was a good hard game. You know, both teams went at it fair hard, and it was, you know, there was a lot of bits given and taken. Nobody gave up. I don't know, was there any yellow card in the whole match? But it was a fantastic, fantastic game from a Mickey's point of view. And to be crowned county champions, I think from my point of view, it's a reward for all the work that we've done.
And it shows, doesn't it, that divisions still have an important role to play in the county championship?
I suppose, like, I mean, in fairness, Dennis Ring has been appointed under 21 manager, and I know him very well. He's looking at us fairly close, and I know John Moyler as well. Like, and they are two mighty men for Cork going forward. We're a very proud division. We've a lot to offer Cork. Previously, when we won counties, as you know yourself, we won the All-Ireland 99 with a string of our players, and we'll provide again.
Yeah.
You know, we are a feeder for the Cork hurling team.
Exactly.
And people need to realise that, you know.
These are guys who are playing senior championship into October who wouldn't otherwise have the chance to do that.
That's right, and we're coming from small clubs. Shamey Hanley plays with St. Titus. They might have 40 players to pull from the whole club, and that's including Junior B, and if 5 of them are missing. Like, people need to realise this when they're going to be talking about the divisions. We didn't win in 20 years. We've been in the championship every year before that. We had our day today, you know, and you know we are a feeder, as I said, for Cork hurling, and I mean, isn't that the way it should be, like?
And when McKinley won in 97, they came back and won again in 98. So does the 2018 campaign start this week?
Well, I tell you, no. The celebrations will start in about 20 minutes, I can guarantee you that. And we'll reset in maybe in a week or two, you know. And look, we're going to wait to see what happens now, you know. I suppose we have to see who's available and what's happening, and do the board want me back?
I'm not a guarantee. You might be safe there.
Sure, look, I mean, I've given my life to it in the last 3 years, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, it feels unbelievable, you know. And I suppose, you know, during the week, you know, a lot of questions going around, oh, you're red hot favourites, but no, we knew playing Blackrock, you know, would be extremely tough, and that's the way it panned out, you know. Up to the 63rd minute there was only a puck of a ball in it, you know, and when Mull got the goal, like, it was just an unbelievable feeling, and the time lapse on the clock. But credit where credit's due, Blackrock are a phenomenal team. They're going to be thereabouts for the next coming years, very passionate, you know. As for our lads, fair play to them, you know, they dug in all year. We've been down in injury time twice, and it's been last two, you know. Paddy O'Sullivan rescued us against the Sarsfields the first day. Jackie Dawson rescued us against his own knowledge the first day against Aaron's own, was it? So look, credit where credit's due, the boys have stood up all year. But
those close games must have been a huge help to you. Coming down the stretch here, like, when Blackrock kept coming back at you?
I suppose, look, we've had an experience of it all year. Like, the last 4 weeks, you know, not one of them have been, you know, beyond the other team's reach. And we knew coming today it was going to be the same today. And I suppose, look, it helps. The more you're in that scenario, the more it helps, you know. And I think it stood to us a bit today, to be honest. But in saying that, took the last strike of the ball, you know, when Mull got the goal. You know, it wasn't over till then. After what a feeling it was, you know, just fantastic. I can't put it into words right now.
But people on the outside might look at it and say that winning with a division is never means as much as winning with a club. But you could see there what it meant to all the players and mentors and everyone.
As I said, you know, I've been saying it all week. We've been on the road 3 years together, and And, you know, if you go into that dressing room, it's hard to believe that we're only with each other 3 years, you know. Some of my best friends are in there, you know, some fellas I've soldiered a lot with, and, you know, it's great to call them a teammate of mine. No, it's brilliant, you know, and I'm going to say it, you know, you might never get another chance, and
yeah,
to captain, and it's all the sweeter. Jeez, we've great men in there. We've great men in there, and thank God, you know, they got us over the line today.
Yeah, well, like, growing up playing with St. Dita's, like, yeah, without wishing to offend,
yeah,
you mightn't get a chance to captain a county senior winning team, so it is a great opportunity for guys from junior clubs, and it probably has a knock-on effect for Cork then, in that these guys get good exposure at senior level.
Yeah, look, the pinnacle, you're always on the play. Is at the senior level, and you know, I am where I am, you know, I'm from St. Dita's, and I've said it again all week, you know, I'm extremely proud of where I come from. So the highest level, you know, for me is playing within McKillie in my division.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 100% thankful for them, and it's great to be in the Cork Senior Hurling Championship. It gives you a chance to play at the top table, and thank God it's paid off today.
And would you expect some of your teammates in red and white today to be your teammates in red and white for Cork next year?
Look, that's up to the new management, you know, I'll never overstep my mark, but, you know, if a few lads definitely in there deserve it, you know, by all means, you know, I think if anyone's looking at the championship this year, you know, a few of them have really put their hands up. Look, again, that's the management's prerogative now going forward, but by God, you know, they're great men, and to come through the last 5 weeks like we have, you know, some of them have shown outstanding character, and I couldn't thank them enough.
Close one all through, but probably the last 4 weeks were helped in that regard.
Yeah, I suppose they were. Like, you know, we got a bit of momentum, you know, but we were playing games once every 2 weeks, you know, like the lads, the backroom team did Trojmark, Kieran Cronin, Fergal Condon, Derek Barrett, Jimmy Smitty, Conor Coleman. You know, we kind of kept going. I think we played our first game in, I think, it was the start of February against Ballymartle, and I'd say, like, there was only 16 fellas there, and we were in the jerseys, say, from 98, and fellas had their hands up their heads, like, oh my God, where is this ship going? Like, but, you know, we got momentum, and, you know, it is unreal, like, you know. I just like to pay just respect to my former colleagues, you know, in CIT 6 years ago, we were the last county final to carry through, like, you know, and I just wanted to recognise them. And, you know, today's their day as much as the McKillie's day, you know. I'd like to thank the fellas and Keith Ricky and Shawnee Keefe, Cam Burns, Pat Mull, you know, like, unfortunately, last the great carry tool team, you know, and I just hope they can just take a bit of pride in that we got over the line today, you know. Keith actually gave me a great call on yesterday, and it really, really stuck me in this morning, you know, so
yeah.
I just thrilled over
there. That was something he always said, wasn't it, that fellas went to CIT and came out as better players and went back to their clubs and divisions and helped them then, like.
Well, she said no, but I came out a better player now, but, you know, I certainly got a great feeling in CIT, you know, like, they always looked after us, you know, and they were a great college to go for, you know, there was always at the end of the phone call, you know, and that's something I really appreciate in any fella going to college, because they have a lot of things going on, you know, in their heads and their hearts, you know, between college, women, boyfriend troubles or whatever, like, you know, but, you know, CIT was a great college, and it definitely shaped my life and for the better good, and I'm just very grateful for them today, like, you know.
And it was a very good performance from you. You never trailed at any stage, and in the second half you always made sure that you stayed that point or two ahead of them.
Yeah, I know. I suppose we got a good look at the breaks. I suppose it's well documented that we leaked a few soft goals, you know, so we just knew today if we had no goals conceded that we'd be halfway home. But look, you have to give credit to Black Rock, like, they're great side, great. They never gave up, like, their work rate was phenomenal, like, from the forwards, from their backs, everyone all over midfield, like, you know. I play with a lot of them, like Stephen Murphy, great player, you know. I have huge respect from Johnny Cashman, you know, great players, like, you know, they'll be back. You know, like, probably the last three county finals, like, last one county final, we weren't going to leave this one slide by, you know, and we're just so thrilled to get over the line, you know. And I'm just hoping it, like, there's great tradition in McKillie, you know, people are kind of giving a bad name, you know, but, like, each individual inside there wanted to be here, you know. They weren't forced to be here, like, you know, and they wanted to represent their family and their clubs, and hopefully everyone can take a bit back to their clubs now, and they'll go drive on their own clubs in the following year, like,
yeah.
And, you know, even if it brings a small bit of happiness to someone else in their own clubs, we've done a great job, you know, because
yeah.
I know everyone now in Liz Gould will be proud of myself, John Cashman, Lee Moshe, and, you know, and the mastermind Patrick Cronin,
yeah.
You know, so we're just delighted, you know.
Yeah. All right, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
Well, I suppose any time you lose, it's devastation. It's a dressing room I've been in before. I suppose it's not one that you like to be in, but, you know, we're there. We didn't come out the end being ahead of McKillie, and, you know, they were ahead of us, and unfortunately, there's nothing for losers.
Goals are probably the difference, that they had three real chances and took them, and you couldn't make any of yours count.
Yeah, no, I suppose without seeing the game, I suppose you look back and we probably had a couple of chances of goals and didn't take them, or didn't get them in the end anyway. And yeah, that's disappointing. I suppose before it, I was thinking we probably needed a goal or two if we were to be coming out on the right side of this game, and we didn't get them. So unfortunately, we're on the wrong side of it.
The year as a whole has to be seen as a positive, surely, though, and with a fairly young team, it's an experience that can help them in the long run.
Yeah. Look, I suppose there has to be some positives in it. It's been a while since we were in a county final, and we got to one, but I suppose you don't weigh up the positives or look at the positives till definitely a good few weeks, if not months, maybe. But, you know, I suppose the big job for us now as a management team is to try and pick them up and get them ready for a game in 2 weeks against Pearshig from Limerick in the Munster Club. You know, that in itself is hard, because we found that, or myself and Wayne would have found that when we won in 99. You know, sometimes being away so long from reaching that pinnacle of winning a county final, you know, you can nearly, I won't say let it all loose, but, you know, the way you feel after a county final and winning them has been for so long, sometimes that can, there's a relief there and you don't build up again to play the Munster Championship. And I felt when we were playing back in the early, late 90s, early 2000s, that's what happened with us. So I suppose it'll be a job for us to try and pick them up to face Pearshig, you know.
But I suppose it's probably a good thing as well, in that it's a chance to get out on the pitch and kind of blow off a bit of steam.
Yeah, I can't see it being a good thing now. But maybe when the dust settles and we get the next couple of days over with and try and get back then and doing a bit of training, maybe we'll be able to, I suppose, get back in the swing of things. I mean, we won't be out of the swing of things for too long, obviously. The game today, disappointment. But we've been training right up to Friday, so hopefully it won't be too long before we can get back in and hopefully develop a bit more appetite for playing hurling this time of the year.